Live event coverage on RadioSt.Pete.com, recorded Wednesday, November the 18th at Staybridge Suites in downtown St. Petersburg, a business corporate partner breakfast for the 91st annual East-West Shrine Game to be played January 23rd at Tropicana Field. The speaker is former Atlanta Falcons general manager and executive director for the past 6 years of the East-West Shrine Game, Harold Richardson.
Well, first of all, me saying a couple words is an oxymoron. Not going to happen. First of all, thank all of you for being here. And Jim and Joe and I can go back to 5 years ago when we had no place to play and no place to stay and didn't have much. And Bill was the mayor then, and met with him, and that's how it all started. And we've been thrilled with the way it's grown. We're in the process right now of extending the contracts through 2020. We definitely are committed long-term to here, and we appreciate all the support we can get and all the support that y'all have given us. A couple of things to touch base with. Off of last year's game, we had 103 or 104 players. Tom will know because he's always giving me flack about too many. But we have 71 players under contract today to NFL teams off last year's game, which, by the way, is a hell of a percentage. Having been on the other side of that, that's a pretty impressive number to have. And that's been consistent the last few years. And I think we'll be able to do that this year. On any given year, and it's going to change very, but there's between 260 and 280 players in the NFL that at one time played in this game. And that number stays consistent all the time. So we have a great representation. It's a great thing, which helps us going out and get players, which we're now in the process of doing this year. I don't know where we are acceptance-wise, 18, 19 or something. But for this time of year, we're fine. We're right where we need to be. And there's a lot of invitations I haven't even sent out yet. So we will feel like we'll have a good group this year. That being said, the main thing about this game and the main thing for the community and what I want to impress and probably over the years haven't done it as much because the community needs to feel part of it is our game, the legal contracts for our game say Shriners Hospitals for Children doing business as the East-West Shrine Game. Shriners Hospital for Children has now treated close to 1,100,000 kids, regardless of money. So you're talking 5 or 6 million people whose lives have been totally changed through what they do, because they don't treat, this isn't like you get sick and you go to the hospital. These are major things. The original deal was spinal cord stuff. I mean, polio was a big deal when they first started. But a lot of spinal cord injuries, a lot of orthopedic stuff, a lot of prosthetics. I have 5 of the best burn centers in the nation, in fact, in the world. Do a lot of that. We now do cleft palates. But it's major stuff. And when you say that you've treated, 1,100,000 kids, I mean, those are life-changing experiences. Their families, it's life-changing for their families. It gives them, and I know some of you have seen the ads that are on television now, and it gives those kids an opportunity to have a life that they consider worthwhile, that they can enjoy, that they can be part of it. Well, that's what this game represents. I think we all, me included, you get hung up in the game and the players and all that and then selling tickets and getting that, and sometimes we don't spend enough time thinking about what it actually represents. That's why the game exists. So anytime we can emphasize that, I want to. Other than that, just a real big thank you for all your help. It's coming along nicely. Obviously, we want to continue to grow it. That's the point. And we've been able to do that so far. We want to continue that. There are, we've got some posters over here, by the way. Any of you that even that at your local business or local businesses that would, it never hurts to have these sticking in a window somewhere for the game. So the posters, take as many as you want for that kind of stuff. Is that about the website? On the website, by the way, strandgame.com, for all of you that are dying to have an East-West Strand shirt, because I'm sure you are. But anyway, on our website, we've made a deal now with Lids, the company that works with us on our uniforms, and it's primarily Nike stuff. But anyway, on our website, we have several options for those of you that want shirts and caps and whatnot. But now that I've pitched everything as much as I can, again, a sincere thank you very much. And if there's anything we could do, let me introduce Tom Reeves, who's our Director of Game Operation, and Teresa Whitney, who is the game coordinator. And just so you know, you just met the staff of the game. That is the staff of the game. So we muddle along through everything, and again, we appreciate it very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. I know we said this again, but my favorite day
this is Tom Reeves.
Is that Sunday, January 17th, from 1 to 3, the players will be visiting our Shrine Hospital out on the University of South Florida campus, and the players will all be there, hundreds of outpatient kids. It's just an unbelievable experience if you really want to see what Shriners do and what we're really, what the more than just a game is totally all about. It's that Sunday, January 17th, 1 to 3.
Great. Terrific. Tom Reeves, Director of Game Operations. Thank you, everybody. We are live at Staybridge Suites in St. Petersburg. This is a business breakfast with our many local corporate partners of the East-West Shrine Game. We're going to do another one of these in mid-December, on the 16th of December. We'll have a pregame coffee over at the Comfort Inn. That's at the 54th Avenue exit of Interstate 275. That'll be December the 16th, 7:30 until 9. If you're a local business in the area and you'd like to get involved with the East-West Shrine Game, why not come out and have coffee with us on that day? A couple of programming notes on Radio St. Pete. Things going on later. Today, at the noon hour, we will be live from the Holiday in St. Petersburg for the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club Luncheon. David Yates, the CEO of Clearwater Marine Aquarium, will be with us. He'll be speaking to the members of Tiger Bay at 12:15, and you'll hear that live. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium, for those of you outside the area, is best known these days as the home of Winter the Dolphin, the two very successful dolphin movies featuring Winter the Dolphin with a prosthetic tail, and kind of an interesting tie-in to the work of Shriners Hospital and what you've just heard about the East-West Shrine Game. Shriners, of course, very well known worldwide for their work in prosthetics, and Winter the Dolphin has a prosthetic tail. So David Yates will talk about that at the noon hour today. And following the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club, we will delay the start but bring you Job Talk with Dean Logan from the think tank in downtown St. Petersburg. Dr. Jonathan Youssef of Lifetime Family and Urgent Care will be Dean Logan's guest this afternoon on Job Talk, and that will get underway in the neighborhood of between 1:15 and 1:30 this afternoon, whenever we're done from the Holiday in St. Petersburg and our live broadcast of Suncoast Tiger Bay Club with David Yates and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Please mark your calendar for January 23rd, 2016, the 91st annual East-West Shrine Game at Tropicana Field. Tickets are available, $15 at the door. Come out and enjoy a great family afternoon of football at Tropicana Field and support Shriners Hospital for Children. You've been listening to live event coverage on RadioSaintPete.com. Came to you today from Staybridge Suites in downtown St. Petersburg, adjacent to Tropicana Field. Join us for the next one of these on December the 16th in the morning, 7:30 Eastern Time, when we come to you from another corporate partner, one of our hotel property partners of the East-West Shrine Game, the Comfort Inn on 54th Avenue North.
I'm actually hosting.
So until we're back with you at lunchtime from the Holiday Inn St. Pete for Suncoast Tiger Bay Club, I'm Joe Bordeaux for RadioSt.Pete.com, returning you to our studios.
Beach Drive, Drug Bar, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSt.Pete.com.
Here's your national weather forecast. The nation's midsection will be getting a lot of rain.